For example, if the employment rate drops down by a certain percentage, that actually has a known death toll. Like, it's in actuarial tables, it's published in the epidemiology medical research. So it's well known that instituting these kind of policies is going to have a toll. And, you know, this plays out, by the way, both as manifestations of physical illness, as well as mental illness.
Hey friends, Sean from SGTReport.tv and SGTReport.com here. That was Dr. Andrew Kaufman. These lockdown measures and the masking mandates, they're all designed to hurt us, our economy, our families, our health. And my question is, how haven't more Americans figured this out? Before we begin this very important interview, friends, just a quick word about this interview sponsor. With a new administration in Washington, it might be time to look at Noble Gold's security option. It's like damp-proofing, but it keeps the government from your savings, like damp-proofing your basement floors. How? By using gold and silver in your own IRA. You insulate it from the markets. If anything bad happens, you're safe and dry. Market crash, market volatility, COVID worries, you'll be fine. Remember, if you want to play it safe and protect your investments, take out a gold IRA this month, and Noble Gold will gift a stunning solid silver 5-ounce Apollo 11 commemorative coin from the U.S. Mint. It's quite something. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com right now and find out more about future-proofing your investments. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in. If you're finding us on BitChute, you have my gratitude. Perhaps you're finding us on Odyssey or Rumble. Or a special thanks to my members at SGTReport.tv. And of course, my subscribe stars. Thank you, friends, for keeping us in the fight for truth and real news. I'm very happy to have on the line Dr. Andrew Kaufman, one of the truth-telling doctors who I'm sure has paid a very heavy price for being a little bit too truthy. Dr. Andrew Kaufman, how are you? Thanks for coming on.
I'm doing great, and really it's an honor to be here, so I appreciate you inviting me.
Well, the honor's all mine. I've seen you around. We've never met, so my thanks again. Now, two interviews in a row, my thanks to Kerry Rivera for getting us in touch with each other. How have you been? How you holding up?
Well, you know, despite all the adversity and difficulty and conflict, I still am maintaining a very hopeful and optimistic outlook.
Me too. And I'm not sure if you're talking about the current president and that whole situation. You know, I pray to God that these guys on BitChute like And We Know and my friend David X22, I hope they're right. I hope the military's in control and somehow we can save this republic. But regardless, yeah. Dr. Kaufman, we all have our back up against the wall as it pertains to this plandemic and what may be forced vaccinations on the horizon if some people are left to their devices. I will not stand in line and take this vaccine. I will not be forced to take their experimental biological agent, as Dr. Simone Gold calls it. What do you make of this whole pandemic right now, at this moment in time, February 4th, as we're having this conversation, in the year 2021?
Well, I mean, you know, I think the bottom line is I wish the whole thing would just end already. Because, you know, we're in a situation that appears to be perpetual at this point. And, you know, all the promises about it being a temporary situation and all the other promises that we've heard about, you know, being rescued in one way or the other, none of them have come true. And, you know, here we have things are ratcheting up, especially in our neighboring countries and in Europe.
Are you worried, as I am, that if the D's are in control of so much of our government, that we may get to a point where they might try to mandate or force vaccines? Does that concern you?
Well, you know, I think that this has been coming regardless of who is in power. You remember the authorization of the use of a military to distribute vaccines happened during the prior administration.
Right.
I don't think, you know, one thing is that I think everyone can at least take a temporary sigh of relief because since there's no approved vaccine, we just have this emergency use authorization, which really means it's an experimental treatment. So it would violate the Nuremberg Code if they tried to make that mandatory at present, even like for someone to keep their job. And to my knowledge, employers have refrained from doing that so far. But if it does get fully approved by the FDA, which I've heard an estimate of September of 21 may be the earliest possible, well, then it could actually be made a legal requirement. But I don't think that it's going to be mandated in such a way that every person will be required. In fact, I think that putting that out there as a possibility is really kind of an intimidation tactic to move the needle in that direction, so that when other measures, which would be, I feel, very coercive, come about, that there'll be people will say, well, at least it's not mandatory. And what I think will happen is that your vaccination status will be tied to various access to services and infrastructure, like things like travel, which we've already seen. You know, since the new administration took office, the CDC has issued a policy directive that anyone traveling outside of the United States, and there aren't a lot of countries you can go to, but in order to return, you have to have a required testing or have recovered from an actual, you know, supposed COVID infection. So, you know, things are increasing in a sense towards that kind of level of coercion. So it could be that instead of having a test, that you have to prove, you know, that you've been vaccinated. And there's already been one private airline, Qantas in Australia, who stated that their intention is to do that as a private company. But I think we could see this as a, you know, government requirement that put upon us.
Yeah. You know, I want to play a soundbite in a minute from Dr. Simone Gold about that fact that this is an experimental vaccine. I don't think most people understand that. They skipped the animal trials. They fast-tracked this thing. It's an mRNA vaccine, never been released before, I don't think, in human history, something like this. And before I play that soundbite, let me just ask you about the level of brainwashing that's going on in the world right now. This is a serious question, because my mother-in-law just got shot number one of the Pfizer vaccine, and she reported to my wife that she's happy with the vaccine. Now, that's impossible, because she doesn't know what's in it. But the reason she thinks she's happy with the vaccine is because so far it hasn't injured her. She's still alive. But it has magically made her fear go away. Okay, she doesn't know what's in it. She doesn't know it's mRNA. She doesn't know about nanotech in it. She won't listen to me. She took the first shot, and she's happy with it. That's brainwashing, is it not?
Well, you really could look at it that way, that not only the relief from the fear, but the actual instillment of the fear in the first place were brainwashing. Because if you remember where that fear initially came from, it was from these computer estimates of, you know, millions of deaths that were, of course, completely erroneous. But so that subterfuge or, you know, false information, right, caused the fear. Through you know, a very sophisticated brainwashing technique, as you, and I can get into more detail of that, because it really goes back to you know, when we were young children. That's when it started. Now it's just being capitalized upon. And then, of course, the false belief about that the vaccine reduced the fear, because, you know, there's no proof that it's going to do anything. And as you said correctly, it's not really a vaccine, because it's a brand new, never been approved for technology.
Yeah. Let's talk about the brainwashing, please. As Jen over in the Biden administration would say, let's circle back. Let's come back to that, because I saw a news blurb where I think they're rolling out the shot over at Disney World or Disneyland in California. You can just drive right up and get your vaccine. So yes, the brainwashing starting early in the children. All right, I want to do a screen share here. This is Dr. Simone Gold, a must-hear interview. I mentioned it when I spoke with Mike Adams. Guys, I'll try to link it below. The Stand, the truth about the COVID-19 vaccine. Let's listen.
Another fact that is very concerning is that pharmaceuticals who manufacture these experimental biological agents are immune from all liability. So this group probably knows that. But I'm not saying that they have a negative motive. I think mostly they have a profit motive. I'm not saying they're trying to hurt people or kill people. What I am saying is that if you know that you could be sued and pay out millions of dollars every single time something goes wrong, you're really, really careful. Okay? You're a little less careful if you know you're going to be shielded from that liability, and they're completely shielded. So when people ask me, you know, am I going to take the vaccine? Would I recommend my children take the vaccine? I said, it's really irrational to take a brand new, untested, untried technology from a company that's completely shielded from immunity. When on the other hand, I've got a drug that's 65 years old, has been given billions of times, completely safe for all age groups, right?
I'll pause it there. I'll come back to you, Dr. Kaufman. Boy, that video, honestly, guys, you got to watch the whole thing. She's just terrific. She, in that presentation, Dr. Kaufman, talked about Qantas Airlines doing what you just spoke about, and that's the reason her organization, America's Frontline Doctors, AFLDS.com, has a petition. They want at least 1 million signatures on this thing. When I checked it last night, it was at about 500,000. The petition is that we, the people, will not take a vaccine, and we do not want these corporations, we will not allow these corporations to mandate the taking of an experimental biological agent just so that we can have the privilege of flying on their airline. If they do that, we will boycott them. Your response, your thoughts on another truth-telling doctor, Dr. Simone Gold. She got fired from her position as an emergency room doctor for telling the truth about hydroxychloroquine and for prescribing it to her patients and for refusing to stop prescribing it.
Well, we have something in common there, because I was fired from my job working with adolescents with a lot of emotional disturbances because of my refusal to wear a mask. And I agree with Dr. Gold 100%, because without, you know, this immunity from liability alone should be enough to make the decision that you don't want to put something injected into your body where there's no liability. Why not, you know, let everyone else try it first and see how it goes first? But you have to look carefully, because there's actually only voluntary reporting of how it goes. So, you know, other studies who've looked at this, like from Harvard, Pilgrim Health System, looked at the voluntary reporting system, and they determined that less than 1% of the problems, the injuries from vaccines, were even reported at all. So we have, you know, a really big problem based on this liability immunity. And I want to mention also that the companies making so-called diagnostic tests, which haven't been approved either, only authorized, they're immune from liability as well. So for example, if you submit to a test and it gives you a false result, and then you're prohibited from entering the country or going to a meeting or something like that, you can't sue the manufacturer of that test and recover any damages. So, you know, this is a free-for-all for people who want to do business in this area, who don't, you know, really have a conscience, because they can put anything out there and not worry about the safety of it. And then just, you know, if anyone gets hurt, this, they can't be touched.
Well, let me do a screen share again here, and let's just talk about this. I don't have the CDC VAERS report on the vaccine injuries regarding the vaccine up right now, but the VAERS system is the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. I'll come back to you, Doctor. And I've seen data showing hundreds and hundreds of injuries from both the Pfizer and the Moderna mRNA vaccine. And in many cases, when you click through on those injuries, you find out that people died the same day as taking the vaccine. Have you seen some of those reports?
Yes, I have.
Well, let's expound upon that. How many people do they have to kill before they withdraw this thing?
Well, you know, I don't think anyone's really looking too closely at it that way, because, you know, those that reporting system that you mentioned, which already does show, you know, a significant but not a large number of deaths that are suspected to be from the vaccine. It's a completely voluntary system. And I'll tell you that many healthcare providers have not even heard of it. So for example, like I was trained in medical school how to follow the vaccine schedule when I did my pediatrics rotation. And that was one of the biggest things that you have to know. But not once did they tell us to observe for adverse reactions or that there was any kind of reporting system at all. So it's vastly underutilized. And what I've heard of happening from people I know or who have contacted me who work in healthcare facilities or nursing homes is that when there's a suspicious death, that is right after the vaccine that they don't really consider it very carefully. Like, for example, at several nursing homes where suddenly within 1 to 2 weeks of vaccinating everyone, they had like 12 or 14 or some, you know, death count, like people suddenly all dying within that short time period. And this was basically reported by the director of the nursing home to the families as an outbreak of COVID-19. And there was no mention of the vaccine being a possible cause. And you know that many of the healthcare facilities, I'm not sure about nursing facilities specifically, but certainly hospitals, they get big financial incentives when someone dies with a COVID diagnosis. Some tens of thousands of dollars, depending on which incentive, that they're eligible before. The senator from Minnesota, Dr. Scott Jensen, he's done some excellent reporting and gave out some of those numbers. More recently, he mentioned that facilities, if they met like a quota of a certain number of diagnoses within a time period last spring and summer, that they got an extra $77,000 per patient.
Yeah, unbelievable testimony coming from another truthy doctor, and I believe they tried to go after his medical license for sharing that information too.
Yes, they did, and he wasn't the only one.
It's just such a fascistic system we're up against at this point. Big Pharma rules the roost. If you don't understand that, just watch the Mockingbird mainstream evening news on any of the big three networks. You're going to see 60 to 70% of the ads are all for Big Pharma ads. Have you seen the new one for the schizophrenic drug? So now schizophrenia is such a problem, such a gigantic problem. They advertised this new anti-schizophrenia drug on the nightly news.
Well, you know, my background is in psychiatry, and it was very fascinating that at one point, I'm not sure if this is still true, but antipsychotic drugs were in the top best-selling drugs in the world. And, you know, we're told basically schizophrenia, this is what they tell psychiatrists, that it affects about 1% of the population, and it doesn't really change over time or hasn't shown to. And what happened is that they started using and probably illegally marketing these drugs for all sorts of off-label uses in regular healthy people, people without mental illness. They use it for other mental illnesses inappropriately too, but I mean, they're using these drugs as sleeping pills. And of course, they have terrible outcomes. In fact, in large studies, they've been shown to significantly shorten your lifespan, even if you only take them for a couple of weeks out of a calendar year.
Oh my God. You're talking to a guy who didn't know better when our kids were little, and the two boys, the oldest, they got pretty much all, they got all of the shots, you know, and they were loaded with Thimerosal back then. I think some of the shots probably still are. Let's talk about what the mainstream media would call the unintended consequences of the lockdown. Okay? In my view, these are intended consequences. All right? Let's just do another screen share and talk about the suicide rates. COVID-19 suicidal thoughts increased in young adults during lockdown, UK study finds. Dr. Kaufman, can we talk a little bit about suicide and what this is doing to young people, these lockdowns? They're isolating all of us. We all feel isolated during these lockdowns. Some states, red states, stayed open, like South Dakota. Other states, governors forcing businesses to go out of business, as we've seen in New York State and California. I'll come back to you. Let's talk about the unintended consequences, which I happen to think are very much intended.
Yeah, well, I completely agree with you on that because, you know, it's actually well known. There's a wealth of research based on what certain stressful situations, including like natural disasters, but especially financial hardship. Like, for example, if the employment rate drops down by a certain percentage, that actually has a known death toll. Like it's in actuarial tables, it's published in the epidemiology medical research. So it's well known that instituting these kind of policies is going to have a toll. And this plays out, by the way, both as manifestations of physical illness as well as mental illness. And it was further compounded, you know, because it wasn't just that businesses were shut down and people were isolated from each other. but also that there was this fear and, you know, this intense of it. You know, they stayed away from that. So, you know, there's a lot of ways that this affected, but suicide and drug overdose, whether that be intentional or accidental, were both significantly elevated. Now, you know, that study that you pointed out talks about, you know, thoughts about suicide, so not actually completed suicides, but the truth is we don't have that data yet because there's a delay, you know, from the end of the year, and sometimes it takes a couple of years to get the numbers on that. But there is another study that was published just recently on February 3rd in the Journal of the American Medical Association Psychiatry, and I can give you the link, that looks at this from a different perspective, where it looks at emergency department visits and what the visits are for, and looks at people who went to the emergency department essentially for various mental health reasons, including suicide attempts or seriously considering suicide. And interestingly, this study goes back to 2018, so you can see the numbers before and after. And this covers, by the way, a huge number of emergency department visits. In fact, 187.5 million emergency department visits. So it's quite a lot of data. And it showed that the number of visits was elevated, both related to suicide, but even more so to drug overdose, and especially overdose related to opioids. And that was, I believe, up to a 45% increase from the prior period. So we're talking about a really, really significant outcome here in terms of, you know, tragedy of suicide and drug overdose. And I think when we see those numbers finally reported, that we're probably going to be quite surprised that even the data we see underestimates what we know so far.
Friends, just a quick word from a sponsor. If you're looking to future-proof your retirement savings and other investments, Noble Gold has the perfect asset for you. A four-coin set of the rare, solid 24-karat gold Augustus St. Gaudens Lady Liberty. These $5, $10, $25, and $50 coins are bullion-grade proofs, authenticated by the U.S. Mint. There are just 20 sets around, so it's first come, first serve. There's also a mystery surprise extra coin as a holiday gift with each set. Discover more and call Noble Gold at 877-646-5347. What are your thoughts about these teachers' unions? What would you say to these teachers' unions? What these teachers' unions are doing to their own students that they claim to care so much about, I think is very, very nefarious. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, you know, let me just preface by saying that, you know, I don't think that the compulsory public education system is the best way to educate your children. However, I realize that it's a really important institution and that we have come to rely on it, and we can't really function in our day-to-day life or make ends meet without it. So it is a huge disservice to our children that the schooling has been compromised. Because, you know, even if you now, I come from a position that I've questioned the primary science about even the existence of this so-called virus. And I'll tell you that there's not evidence to support it. But even if you didn't want to challenge that and accepted that it's, you know, that there is some viral illness going on right now that at least some people are getting sick with and a few people are dying from, there's no evidence that, one, it affects children, because there's been, you know, even by official sources, no reports of any significant health effects on children. And there's also been no documented evidence to say that children can, who are healthy, can give it to adults like teachers. So all of the demands coming from the teachers' unions with respect to, you know, not wanting to be there physically and trying to coerce the school boards to force testing on the students are completely unwarranted, even if there was a real viral situation going on. So they should just be really tossed out and, you know, and then get other people in there who are willing to actually go to work and do their job.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And then I think about all the food insecure kids, the kids from broken homes that depend on those schools for at least one good meal a day, maybe two if they get there in the morning. They depend on those schools for a place to feel safe. What's happening to those poor children? I mean, I don't think anybody's asking these questions. Well, you and I are, but I don't think these teachers' unions give a damn.
They're really, I mean, it seems through their actions that they're only concerned about themselves. And, you know, a teacher union is supposed to represent the interests of labor, so that's not totally inappropriate. But what about the teachers? You know, why are they allowing their union to push these unreasonable situations? You know, are they really afraid, or are they taking advantage of the situation, you know, for their interests? I really don't know. You know, I haven't talked with them individually, but certainly this is, you know, not in this time of need and crisis, like everybody should want to, you know, work extra hard to help the children get through this, because, you know, the children growing up now are being robbed of their normal childhood experience, their coming of age. And, you know, we need to do everything we can to correct that situation.
Yeah, it just makes me believe this is all part of a very nefarious plot by the elite to destroy and dismantle our society, destroy our economy, usher in Klaus Schwab's Great Reset. And we the people need to stand up and say no. And one of the ways we do that is by taking back our personal sovereignty and not agreeing to double mask, not flying on airlines that say, you got a double mask. Can we talk a little bit about that? Do the masks work? I don't think they work at all. I think it's a complete and total utter hoax.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. The only way that we can affect any change back towards a more free and favorable situation in future is by personally deciding that we are not going to go along with unreasonable measures. And, you know, like I said before, since there's no evidence of a virus causing an illness, then what would the mask protect you from? But if you look at other illnesses that are reported to be due to viruses, even including this one, there is one study. There's a wealth of what's called randomized controlled trials, which are some of the highest level of evidence about a clinical issue. And they've used different kinds of masks, surgical masks, N95 cloth masks. And they've seen, do people with colds and flu and even COVID in Denmark, do they, you know, have less likelihood of getting sick? And they've done this in communities and in hospitals. I mean, there are so many studies, there are review articles of studies published. That's not a new area of research. And every single one of these studies has concluded that there was no benefit, including the Danish study on masks and COVID. So in other words, there's no real world evidence that masks are beneficial in any way. You know, you can, of course, make theoretical arguments about all sorts of things, but even that is really difficult because the size of the holes in the mask is like 10 to 100 times the size of a virus. So how could that possibly stop it? But there are a lot of ways that masks cause harm. And, you know, the most obvious is that they just separate people from each other. You know, you don't recognize the person. You can't see their emotional expression. Their words are mumbled. This really separates people from each other. So, you know, I personally have never once put on a mask throughout this whole ordeal. And I never will. And, you know, it does cause problems. Believe me, I get stared at virtually every time I'm out in public. And there have been a couple of occasions that I've been unable to patronize a certain establishment, but that's fine because I can, you know, make my choice with my wallet of where I'm going to support. And I only support businesses that uphold our freedoms.
Yeah, I think one of the most shocking things for me throughout all of this is to witness how many people are so on board with becoming enforcers, right? It doesn't matter. Supermarket, workout facilities. You've got these Karens, right? Or these Kens, these enforcers of these insane policies. And it just makes you wonder, you know, if Fauci comes out and says now everybody has to triple mask, are these same enforcers going to just jump right in line? I think the answer is yes. And it's just so disappointing. It's so disappointing. How come so many people are sheeple?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it gets back to that sort of brainwashing mind control that you alluded to earlier. But you know, let me remind everyone that this idea about using, you know, peers to snitch, you know, people to snitch on their fellow citizens and such. This was a technique that's been used before in other oppressive governments, including by the Nazi parties. I believe they were called brown shirts. So, you know, this is a kind of tactic that they will play up, you know, I think, and encourage and try to reward those people, you know, who will snitch others out.
Yeah. Well, I want to give you an opportunity to plug your websites. I know you're on Odyssey. Maybe we can talk about Solutions for Health. You know, I just had on a couple of guests and we talked about zeolite, great way to get bad stuff, you know, toxicity out of your body. And maybe I'll link below to that if you guys want to try that product for $5. But you mentioned right before I hit record a product, Sheila G. Do you want to talk a little bit about remedies for people? How? Because here's the thing. You'll never hear the mainstream media tell you that vitamin D is important. You know, vitamin C is important. Boosting your immunity through working out every day is important. No, they just want to talk about the magical mRNA vaccine.
You know, it's funny that they don't talk about that because there are so many studies in the medical literature on all those things. You know, in fact, even with exercise, you know, that the results are great for depression, even with exercise. So there's a lot of, you know, hidden information. And, you know, you mentioned zeolite, that's an excellent product. And what that is a, it's a natural metal chelator. So it pulls like those toxic metals out of your body, like things like mercury, aluminum, arsenic. And one interesting thing about those is that because of like the modern agriculture system, the minerals that we need, like because we need a lot of metals, like actually about 50 different ones. You know, we know about sodium and potassium and zinc and copper, but there are many, many more things like molybdenum. And chromium that we need in tiny amounts. But because they take all the food and sell it remotely and never put minerals back in the soil, we really, the whole world has become deficient in these minerals. And our body sometimes substitutes the heavy metals that are toxic. And of course, that is problematic. So I would I think the best way to deal with heavy metal toxicity is to combine a source of trace minerals with something like zeolite, which will bind and remove the heavy metals that you don't want. And so Shilajit is a product just like that. And it's basically this tarry earthen substance that leaks out of rocks in the mountains. And it's thought to be like an ancient decomposed forest and has all of the minerals needed for life wrapped up in this plant chemical called fulvic acid. And that is kind of a delivery vehicle. It brings all these minerals to wherever they're going to be utilized, like hopefully preparation that came from ancient India and the Himalayan mountains, and it's been talked about as a remedy for millennia. But I've been able to find a source of it in the United States that's really, really pure. It has no contamination of any dangerous heavy metals, which sometimes happens when you buy it from India or Russia. And, you know, it's a very good way to just provide those minerals that, you know, we know you're deficient in, and you may not even know some of the health effects that you might have, such as, you know, things like hair loss and discoloration and problems with sexual functioning and circulatory issues and numbness and tingling, that many times these things are due to a trace mineral deficiency and can be corrected after taking, you know, a supplement like this for just a few weeks.
Where do people get that? On your website?
Yeah, you can definitely find it on my website. And of course, there are other products out there, but I would encourage you to take a look because, and I have all the information about the purity and what metals are in it are available. You know, most people are reporting very good results and, you know, something that I take myself on a daily basis.
Okay. Well, give us the URL to your website.
Sure. Yeah. It's Andrew Kaufman, MD, like medicaldoctor.com. And that's Kaufman is K-A-U-F as in Frank, M-A-N with one N and one F. And if you put in andrewkaufman.com/shop, you can go right to the product page. But there's plenty of other videos and blog material on my website that you might find to be educational.
All right. Well, very good. And we can also find you at LBRY, library.tv, and Odyssey, correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, I am still on YouTube, but mostly what I'm doing is bringing people over to these new freer platforms because, you know, we're in the age of censorship right now, and we're all affected. So we have to, you know, look for other places where we can get the information out without having Big Brother over our shoulder.
Your approach is smart. Use YouTube as a way to tell people where the actual video will be, you know, because you can't put truth on YouTube anymore. They don't allow it.
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, I'll tell you, it's so shocking because, you know, some of the material I put up there is just me giving a scientific PowerPoint presentation. Like I'm going through peer-reviewed articles and just critiquing them and showing their findings. And, you know, I've done that at academic conferences in, you know, mainstream academia. And it's just astonishing that they would take a video like that down, right? A scientific PowerPoint presentation. You know, it's not like I'm inciting a riots or a revolution or making things up. You know, it's like anyone can look at the validity. I had, you know, quotes right from the papers, data tables from the papers right in the presentation.
Yeah. Well, Susan Wojcicki, she knows better than you. Susan Wojcicki, wannabe MD, I guess, right?
Yeah, right. She's the CEO of YouTube.
Yes, and her sister's Ann Wojcicki over there at 23andMe. So go and give them all your DNA. And then she's married or was married to Sergey Brin, the founder of Google. You can start to see the incestuous nature of what's going on here.
Well, you know, there are certainly these bloodlines that happen to, you know, always coincidentally be in certain key positions of power.
Yes. Well, you certainly got that right. The bloodlines. So Fritz Springmeier, I believe, wrote an entire book about that, folks, if you want to go check that out. All right, guys, our guest has been the Truthy Doctor, Dr. Andrew Kaufman. You can find him on library.tv and Odyssey. You can also check him out over on YouTube if you choose to do that. Also, it's drandrewkaufmanmd.com. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate you. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, same here. It's really been a pleasure.
All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We very much appreciate you. A shout out to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv. Thank you so much for keeping us in the fight for truth and real news. The stuff Susan Wojcicki doesn't want you to hear, you can find right here, wherever you are, wherever you found me. It might be iTunes, too, by the way. The podcast is back. Thank you so much, guys. God bless you and your families, and God bless the Republic. Bye-bye. Friends, just a quick word from a sponsor. Now, if you're looking to future-proof your retirement savings and other investments, Noble Gold has the perfect asset for you. A four-coin set of the rare, solid 24-karat gold Augustus St. Gaudens Lady Liberty with her torch. These $5, $10, $25, and $50 coins are bullion-grade proofs authenticated by the U.S. Mint. They're changing the current American Eagle design, so they're not making any more. There are just 20 sets around, so it's first come, first serve. There's also a mystery surprise extra coin as a holiday gift with each set. Discover more and call Noble Gold at 877-646-5347. That's the Noble Gold Holiday Thank You Offer at 877-646-5347.